Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season two, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season two arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all four flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
SpringFest means more sun, more fun, and more free at Lowe's. Keep your yard in line with an additional free EGO 56-volt battery when you buy a select EGO mower, trimmer, or blower. Plus, keep landscaping fresh with Stay-Green 1-cubic foot garden soil, 5 bags for $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/8 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Welcome to US 99's Show After the Show with Melissa, Austin, and Court.
Talking normal. Mic is on.
Keep going.
Papa's on.
Papa's on. Papa's on chairs. Guys.
I love Papa's on chairs.
I was obsessed with Papa's on chairs back in the
day. My family had them growing up, too.
Yeah. All right. First store, the best store to get Papa's on chairs. Joe, on the count of three. Ready? One, two, three.
Pier 1!
Yes!
Yeah, we knew it.
What'd you say?
Pier 1. Okay, all right. 3 for 3.
All right, Pier 1, your go-to place.
Although they closed, I know, most I think, of them.
Are they all closed down? Are there any Pier 1s in existence?
I don't know if there are. They're still online.
What if there's one?
Pier 1.
Pier 1 has one store.
So then the name actually fits.
Yeah.
It makes sense now.
Right. Yeah.
I'm really upset.
There's no
they closed.
Pier 2 or 3.
They had cool stuff.
They did have cool stuff. And you know what they also had? Because my mom used to go there a lot because my mom's an interior decorator.
Right.
The scented sticks.
Yes. But you know where I would always venture to immediately?
The throw pillows.
No.
Candles.
No. The rack of, there was always one small rack of CDs where you could push a button and it would sample the CD and they would have like Pure Moods. Volumes 1 through 5. And,
yeah.
You know, Mystic Night Falls.
Oh.
Or like Whispering Forests.
Ooh.
You know, like just random like.
Yeah.
No, I didn't want to put on the headphones that everybody was.
And that was the thing. Because that was what they would have at like Borders or like any of those places. There were no headphones. It would just play on the speaker.
Really? Oh, that's annoying.
It's probably annoying for everyone else.
Yeah.
But for me, I loved
that's obnoxious.
It.
Why is that?
Because if you're in the story,
if some kids
hear,
over there just hitting the button over and over,
that just sounds annoying.
I'm used to.
Well, unless it's like
annoying.
Tranquil songs, I'm picturing like a hip hop beat starting.
Yeah, no, this would be like Enya.
Enya. Yeah, okay.
Sail away, sail away, sail away. Which, by the way, that's got to be hands down the best Enya song, right?
That wasn't the one I was thinking of.
Oh, which one were you thinking of? She also did a song on the Lord of the Rings soundtrack.
Oh, is she still making music?
I don't know. That's a good question. All right, I'm on that one.
Okay, everybody's pulling their phones out right now.
What are you looking up? You got to look up something about Enya. Look up. Wait, you're looking up Enya songs. I'm looking up if Enya's still making songs. You look up Enya's birthday.
What was the one you were saying?
The what?
What was the song you were singing?
Sail away. It's called like Orocho Cinco or something.
Only Time.
That's a good one. Only
that's any.
Only time you can say.
I always confuse that with the Titanic song.
Yes. And you know what else I used to get confused with the Titanic song?
What?
The intro to Dawson's Creek.
Oh.
And then you got the Cranberries.
You guys are so bad that I can't hear the song. I'm like, I don't know what that is.
Melissa's like, what are these songs they're singing? No, you know the Dawson's Creek theme, right? The
Yeah.
I don't want to wait for our lives to be over.
Which, if you think about it, makes sense to be the Titanic song. Because you don't want to wait for your lives to be over.
Who used to sing that song? That was on the radio, too, wasn't it?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
It
all
had
the time.
Radio play.
Oh, all the time. Yeah. Not Sixpence None the Richer, because they did Kiss Me.
Right. See, now we're asking all these questions, and we need answers right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Dawson's Creek song.
Paula Cole.
Oh, that's right. Paula Cole. Yeah. Yeah. Because she also asked, where have all the cowboys gone?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Is that her? Is that what I was singing earlier?
That is
where
her.
Where have all the cowboys gone?
Do, 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 do. So that wasn't Cranberry. What's the Cranberry one that I'm thinking of?
Zombie. In your hand.
Is there not a do it?
Do you have to let it linger?
Do you have to?
That's Cranberries. Cranberries had some jams back in the day.
Yeah, they did.
Also, Cranberries, great juice.
It is. It goes well with the vodka.
Yeah.
Here you go, guys. This is just for you.
Is this the song? Your morning light. Oh, is that Paula Cole? No, that's not Paula Cole.
It is.
Is it? She, this song. Okay. Oh my gosh, good jam.
This podcast might get flagged.
We might get flagged.
Yeah. Well, maybe if it's only like 10 seconds. Okay, done.
Okay. Paul, that song reminds me of Good Morning America for whatever reason.
Why everything is going, really? Why yeah. Good Morning America?
Because they used that song on a promo back in the day with Charlie Gibson. Do you remember Charlie Gibson?
I do. I remember that. Yes.
And it was before.
You're the oldest 35-year-old guy I know.
Yeah, I don't think I've watched a minute of Good Morning America.
Oh, my parents would have it on every morning when I'd get ready for school. So like I would I saw it a lot in their room. But Charlie, who's the most famous ABC reporter?
George Stephanopoulos?
No. Before her, female, before George.
She? On the Today Show?
On Good Morning America.
Or Good Morning America, yeah. I mean?
What's her name? Oh, gosh. Why is this? She kind of looks like Martha Stewart.
Martha?
Savannah?
No.
No, Savannah Guthrie's got...
Oh, I do love Savannah Guthrie.
She's really
though.
Pretty.
She's NBC, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I get them all confused. You know, you guys are talking about stuff where I've always been at work. My whole career.
Because you've done mornings your whole life,
I've
right?
I've never seen this stuff because I'm always working.
You're not missing out.
Diane Sawyer.
Oh, Diane Sawyer. They always put the lighting on her, so she looks really soft.
But she wasn't the one I was thinking. The one I grew up watching was Charlie Gibson, Joan London.
Oh, Joan London.
Do you remember Joan London?
I remember Joan London. She's another blonde.
Right.
You weren't. So at first I thought maybe you were talking about Barbara Walters, but
ooh,
she's like...
Baba Wawa.
Baba Wawa. Yeah.
No, I would... My morning routine consisted of, in high school, waking up an hour earlier than I needed to. I know Court is probably already stressing right now because he's like, why would you ever do that?
Opposite.
I did it an hour after you were supposed to. I would do it. I would watch a half hour because each episode was only a half hour of Pee Wee's Playhouse. And then I would flip over to SportsCenter.
Mm-hmm.
And those two shows molded my childhood all throughout middle school.
That's so funny.
And then if I went into my parents' room, they would have Good Morning America on.
Wait, your parents had a TV in the bedroom?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait.
Really?
What, did yours not?
Yeah, but you're not supposed to do that.
Hang on. Why are you judging me if your parents did it too?
because it's like your parents are a little bit, you know, like 10 years younger than mine. Your parents should have known better. That's supposed to be like you don't have the TV in the bedroom because it interrupts the sex.
Wait.
Oh, for, is that why all, they say not
is
to?
Is that, yeah, is that why?
Yeah.
I thought it was because the TV keeps you up. And you're not supposed to like watch TV.
Yeah, I don't
think
before
it,
bed.
I think it ends up interrupting like the potential for the sex.
Oh, well, maybe. Well, that explains a lot of things.
Or there's nothing good on TV and it leads to it.
And that's true. That's a good point. Mayor.
Since when are you Mr. Positive?
Yeah. Well, no, I saw like a joke on Twitter the other day that was like,
kidding.
Netflix movies are so bad that it led to Netflix and chill. Because there's no good movies to enjoy, so
to
you end up just...
watch all the way through. Yeah, you're like, I don't need to see
giggity.
The end of this.
Yeah.
Right.
Because the movies are so bad.
Yeah, Mare and I've never seen the ending to the movie Leap Year.
Oh,
we,
really?
Yeah, we watched that one very early on in our relationship.
Oh, okay. Never finished it, huh?
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah. Milady has a problem falling asleep in movies, so there's a lot. I remember one time she fell asleep. This was early on, maybe second, third date. She fell asleep during... Me, Earl, and the Dying Girl.
Oh, that's a sad movie, right?
Yes.
That's one of those teenage high school,
yes.
Which is
coming
right in my
of
wheelhouse.
Age type
yes.
Of thing.
So she wakes up after the movie and I'm bawling.
Aww.
I am in tears. I can't talk crying.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, it was so bad. It was so funny though. Like she was completely out and missed all of it. And here I am just in shambles.
Aww.
Is that the movie that's gotten you the most?
Lately, yes. Growing up, Click, Adam Sandler always got me bad.
That one made me want to call my grandma immediately.
Aww. Because of his relationship with his dad and ignoring his dad.
Yes.
And yeah, right. So that one got me. My dog, Skip,
ooh, yeah.
Got me growing up.
Any animal movie.
Well,
if
yeah,
an animal is hurt or dies.
I don't
dies,
like watching them now. I don't want to.
I just told like you it. This the other day. I went on, what? And I don't know why, but I went on YouTube and I watched the ending to Marley and Me.
Oh my
Why would
gosh.
You seek that out?
Because I was looking something up and I just started watching and I was like,
that's dark.
And it was, you know what it was? It was right before our noon meeting on our staff meeting on Tuesdays, right before, literally like 5 minutes before we went on. And I'm watching this and I'm like, don't cry. You've got this meeting. And I don't know why I kept watching it, but I did.
Mm.
And that movie, I love my dog more than most things.
I know you do.
Oh my gosh. If I ever had to be put in that situation, which,
nothing usually makes me cry.
Don't finish the sentence because it's inevitable. It's part of the, you know, it's the worst part about owning a pet.
Right.
No, I'm kidding. But no, seriously, it is hard. Any of those, any movie with an animal that gets hurt. I mean, you should see my son Porter. He can't even handle it.
Really?
Well, it's a jerk move to hurt the animal in a movie. Just don't include him.
Right?
Yeah.
But then again, we wouldn't. If that was the case, we wouldn't have the John Wick franchise.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, if the dog lived, we probably only would have had one. You kill that dog, he's coming back for sequels, baby.
That's true.
He's coming back for
vengeance. That's actually a great point. Yeah, they just kidnapped the dog and like held him ransom.
Yeah.
Yeah, that we're not getting sequels.
Have you guys ever cried at a love story? Not
oh,
if
absolutely.
Somebody gets sick. Not if somebody gets sick in a love story or like it's cancer.
The Notebook.
Or something.
Beautiful.
Okay, you cried at The Notebook?
Oh, yeah.
Did you cry at Titanic?
It's been years since I've seen Titanic.
Well,
I almost did.
The
first few times, I almost did, yeah.
When Jack dies?
Yeah. Whoa, spoiler warning. when the boat sinks. What?
The boat went down?
You know one that gets me that might surprise you guys? Armageddon.
Oh, no, I get that.
Armageddon because when Liv Tyler is basically video conferencing with Bruce Willis, her dad, in the movie, and he says, sweetie, I don't think I'm going to be there to walk you down the aisle.
Oh, that's heavy.
That one. Oh, like, and like, I try not to cry when I'm in movies. Like, but a lot of times that backfires because it makes my forehead hurt. So, like, I'll be holding back the tears, but then my forehead will start hurting.
Oh, no.
That is one. That. Marley and Me, Mr. Holland's Opus, the top three that always just, they make my forehead hurt.
Wow. You guys cry a lot.
I do.
You do too, don't you?
Probably not as much as you guys.
You do happy tears, I feel like. You've come close on the show.
Oh,
You've come close a few times on the show.
Okay.
Oh, during One Kind Day, when we used to do One Kind Day.
You're right.
You used to, yeah, there'd be some times.
You got me on some
In fact,
of those.
And that was always my goal every day was to try and find a story that would get the waterworks going for you.
Yeah, you did get me on that. And the fact that you guys didn't mind me taking like a morning off to let me take my son to school.
That was really great.
That was like so emotional for me.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
His first day of fifth grade.
Well, technically, it was his last day of fifth grade, according to the sign you made him hold up.
Dang it.
Was that September? It feels like it was forever ago. August.
Which, for his actual last day of fifth grade, are you going to have him hold up first day of fifth grade
sign? That's clever.
You have to.
I know. And I have it. I can flip them.
Please do that.
I just haven't been able to come forth with the information that I screwed it up yet. He still doesn't know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he still doesn't know?
Mm-mm.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm afraid to tell him.
Yeah,
it'll be really funny.
Statute of limitations.
When you do the side-by-side, you post the side-by-side.
Yeah.
And he's younger in his last day of fifth grade and older on his first day of fifth grade. People will be like, what is your kid Benjamin Button?
Yeah, right? Oh, my gosh.
Ooh, another good movie that makes you cry.
Oh, I won't watch it.
Really?
Yeah. It's so cool.
It seems so boring.
It's actually not.
You know what it is? It's reverse Forrest Gump, basically. Very lot of similarities to Forrest Gump.
You think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The only thing that threw me off in that movie is what do you call it when they change
the CGI?
CGI. So when the CGI changes him to look younger, it looks so fake.
Yeah. It's like it hadn't
come to where it needed to be yet.
Right. They were being a little too experimental. Like the CGI nowadays, they could pull off that movie very well.
Right. Because it's come further along.
Because they'll do things in movies.
And they wouldn't even need Brad Pitt.
Right. I just saw Spider-Man and they had a couple people in that movie that are dead.
Oh, wow.
The internet's hating on the CGI in that.
Yeah. Film. Or like they'll do like young Arnold Schwarzenegger in some of the Terminator movies.
Or back to Forrest Gump. How we met JFK.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Another spoiler alert. Yeah.
He's dead.
Wait, what?
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2. Featuring an all-new cast, this installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
Springfest is happening now at Lowe's. Keep the spotlight on your yard with Stay-Green Premium 2-cubic-foot mulch. 5 bags for $10. Plus, when you want more help indoors, get up to 40% off select major appliances that help you supercharge your chores. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid to 422 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. 2 personalities, 2 available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.